I'm going to tell you from my own experience what it's actually like for a man being a 40-year-old virgin. And I also want to talk about some things that I think the movie gets wrong, and also some things that I think the movie gets right. Okay, so first, I just want to say, I'm actually 36, not 40, but I am a 36-year-old virgin, and I'm pretty sure in a few years, I will actually be a 40-year-old virgin. I don't see my status changing anytime soon, and I don't think there's really a big difference in being a 40-year-old virgin as opposed to a 36-year-old virgin anyways, other than 4 more years of suffering. So I think I am qualified to speak on this. And this is not by choice, by the way. I'm not a monk or anything. I'm just a loser. So what is it like still being a virgin in middle age? Well, the short answer is, it sucks. It sucks really bad. I don't know if this is a kind of unique situation or not, but in my case, I did have at least one very close opportunity to lose it, and this was recently too, but it didn't happen, and it's definitely not going to happen now. But one of the worst parts about being an older male virgin is just the fact that if you still haven't done it by the time you're in your mid-30s, that means two things. It means, for one, you've gone your entire life being unloved and alone, and it also means you're old enough to realize that the chances of you ever turning things around are slim to none. Now, you might have family that loves you, like your parents and siblings, and that's great for those of us that have that, but as a man, you need romantic love. Because it is pretty much just a given that your parents love you, and if they don't, you know, I think most people realize that's not your fault if your parents don't love you. It just means you've got shitty parents. But for a woman that's not related to you to love you romantically, or even just desire you romantically, that is something that is crucial to your psychological health and even for your psychological development growing up. I do believe that being desired by females in your youth is a crucial experience that boys need to have in order to mentally develop in an emotionally stable way. So at this point, even if I did finally get a girlfriend, you know, it would make my life a whole lot better, but it wouldn't fix me 100%. It's too late for me to ever be fixed. You know, for me to ever be normal, it's too late for me at this point. I don't know the exact science behind it, but I'm pretty sure, for the most part, a person's personality and behaviors and preferences and pretty much just everything about a person mentally and emotionally, that's all more or less fully developed by the time you're in your 30s. Like, if you're shy and anxious at 32 years of age, you're almost definitely still going to be shy and anxious at 62 years of age. And I'm sure you could have some kind of major life events happen to you at any age that could still have some impact on your emotional and mental health, but only to a much, much lesser extent than things that happen to you when you're younger. So for a man to make it to the age of 40, or even 36, or whatever, you know, middle age, for a man to make it that long without having ever been intimate with a woman, by the time it gets to that point, you're already so emotionally stunted, there's nothing in this world that could possibly fix you. And it just feels, you know, I'm only speaking for myself, but it just feels hopeless. It feels very hopeless. Now, I will say one thing about being an older male virgin as opposed to a younger virgin, like someone in their early to mid-20s, because I do know what that's like too, because I was a virgin in my early to mid-20s as well, you know? Been a virgin my whole life, believe it or not. Well, when you're younger, the feeling of hopelessness is actually worse in a way because you're still clinging on to the hope that things could change. You know, you're still thinking, I have time. I still have time for something to happen. I could still make it happen. And every year, as you get older and older, that hopelessness just keeps increasing. And you grow more and more aware of the fact that your dating pool is continually shrinking. Because when you're in your early to mid-20s, there's still a lot of single women in your dating pool. Because most women, generally speaking, of course, most women date men that are roughly in their same age range, give or take 5 years. You know, I would wager probably 80% of couples, the man and the woman are within 5 years of age of each other. So sometime in a person's late 20s, early 30s, you start noticing that everybody you went to high school with, just everybody you know that's around your same age, they all start getting married and having kids, starting families, and, you know, you get on Facebook or whatever social media you use, and you can't help but notice it. It's like, oh, there are hardly any women my age that are still single. So at that point, what are your options? The only women that are single close to your age are usually divorced, or they have children out of wedlock, or maybe they're one of those super ambitious, career-driven girl bosses. But if you're still an involuntary virgin in your late 20s, it's probably safe to say you're not going to have any chance with the girl boss types. So you see your dating pool dwindling, just shrinking at a rapid pace. And it's not just the quantity of your dating pool that is diminishing. It's the quality of the women in your dating pool as well, that it's also getting worse and worse and worse the older you get. Because the most attractive women generally are getting married at earlier ages because they're more desirable. So yeah, it just makes sense. They get married at earlier ages. So at that time, usually sometime in your late 20s, it's like, it just feels like the walls are closing in on you. And you get all this anxiety about it, and it feels bad, man. It's not good. But eventually, and maybe this doesn't happen for every man in this situation, you know, I can only speak for myself, but for myself, and I do think it's the same for many others, eventually you do reach some level of acceptance. And for me, this was probably around 32, 33, something like that. So not really that long ago. I just eventually realized, you know, it's not going to happen for me. That ship has sailed. I'm not going to find love. I'm not going to have a one night stand either. You know, it's not going to happen for me. I am going to be alone forever, as long as I live. And I'm never gonna get to know what it's like to be loved by a woman, or even to be desired by a woman. And yeah, that's depressing as hell. But I honestly think that I do feel better now that I more fully accept my fate. Because that hope that you have when you're younger, it's not necessarily the hope itself that causes all the pain, but just that the mentality and the anxiety you have when you feel like the clock is ticking, and you're still trying, you know, so you feel like the clock is ticking, the walls are closing in on you, and you got to figure something out fast, you know, or else you got to figure something out. It just puts you in a very desperate state of mind, and it's hard to put into words, but what I'm trying to say, basically, in terms of the daily depression and anxiety you feel being an involuntary male virgin, it's not quite as bad when you get older to a certain age, when you get to the point where you come to terms with your fate. Or at least for me, that's how it's been. And this is something that I think The 40-Year-Old Virgin, the movie, does get right. I don't remember if they ever explicitly say this, but Steve Carell's character in the movie does seem like he just kind of accepts his situation at the beginning. Later on in the movie, his coworkers are pressuring him into going for it. But at the beginning of the movie, he's more or less just content with his situation. You know, he's going about his day, going to work, riding his bicycle, playing video games, collecting action figures. It seems like he just accepts his situation, and at that point in the story, he's coping fine. It just seems like he had pretty much just put the idea of ever finding love out of his mind entirely. And I know for me, that's how it's been in my life, that the older I get, the more I just don't really care anymore. And it just, for whatever reason, it just doesn't bother me as much now that I'm a little bit older. So that's something that I think the movie does get right. And another thing that I think the movie gets right, like I say, Steve Carell's character is content in his situation in the beginning, but after his coworkers start putting the pressure on him to try to make it happen, then he starts to have increasing levels of anxiety, and you can see how everything going on is affecting his mental health in a negative way, and I think that that is realistic. And it's actually very black-pilled. Ignoring the ending of the movie, which I don't think is realistic, and we'll get to that, the 40-year-old virgin was better off before when he just accepted his situation. He was content. He had his copes, and I think they do make a point of showing how he tries to avoid thinking about sex at all, so he's obviously not totally content in his situation. But relatively speaking, he seemed to be doing fine. As fine as you can expect someone to be doing in that situation. But then his coworkers start to pressure him into going for it, and he tries. You know, he puts forth all his effort, and of course, it's a movie, so he does succeed in the end. But the part that I think is realistic is just how he obviously ends up going through a ton of emotional turmoil the second that he stops coping and starts trying. Because if you're already that old and it still hasn't happened for you yet, it's probably not going to. So the more you try, the more you fail, the more you hurt. So at a certain age, maybe like in your mid-30s, it really is better to just stop trying and just accept. You know, just accept. Before I start talking about things that I think the movie gets wrong, there's one more thing I want to talk about that the movie gets right. And this one is important because a whole lot of people really don't seem to understand this. So, at some point, one of Steve Carell's coworkers tries to set him up with a professional lady of the night. And the exact way it goes down in the movie, he rejects the quote-unquote opportunity because the woman has a deep voice and a large Adam's apple. But from the way the character is, Steve Carell's character in the movie, I'm pretty sure he would have rejected the opportunity no matter who the professional was, even if it was like Margot Robbie or something. Because the thing is, the problem with being an older male virgin, it's not actually about the act itself. The thing that sucks so much about it is just the complete and total lack of emotional connection with a woman. And it's the fact that no woman in this world desires you. No woman loves you. No woman wants you. It's all that that is the actual problem. So anybody that says to me, why don't you just hire a professional? Just escort Max, you know? It's simple. It's simple. Just escort Max. Well, the truth is, it's not that simple. Escort maxing would not help me at all because it's not doing the deed itself that I really need. You know, that is part of it, but it's the love, the desire, the connection with another person on a deep level, on a romantic level. It's all of that, you know, basically everything else other than doing the deed. Those are the things that makes it so hard being a 40-year-old virgin. It's not literally just the act of doing the deed. So, yeah, like I say, the way it's presented in the movie is obviously a bit over the top. You know, it's a comedy movie. It's supposed to be silly. But the general idea of just hiring a professional woman to take care of the problem, that's not actually going to fix the problem. And it's really, it's just missing the point entirely. So I think the movie does get that right. Now, let's talk about what the movie gets wrong, because there are a few things. So the first and most obvious thing is just that I don't think it's very realistic for someone that looks like Steve Carell to still be a virgin at the age of 40. He's not like male model tier good looks, but he's a pretty good looking guy. So I just don't think that's very realistic. And of course, yes, I know it is a movie, so I understand why they wouldn't cast an actually ugly guy. But I just wanted to get that point out of the way. And I mean, it's not impossible for an above average looking guy to never ascend if he is sufficiently neurodivergent, which I think is what they're going for with the character in the movie. Although, in my opinion, Andy in the movie is not sufficiently neurodivergent enough to negate his looks. But, you know, like I say, it is a movie, so I can suspend my disbelief for the sake of enjoying the movie, and it's not really a big deal. But the bigger thing that the movie gets wrong, Steve Carell's character basically just has the most stereotypical, generic nerd hobbies you can think of. Like, he's into video games and collecting action figures. And they don't exactly say this, but the implication, I think, is that men with those kinds of nerdy hobbies like that are more likely to be unsuccessful with women. And I don't think that's actually true at all. When I look at other content creators or forum posters or even just normie virgins that have posted about their experiences online, whether that be on YouTube, Reddit, or whatever, it actually seems to be an extremely diverse group of men from all kinds of backgrounds with all kinds of hobbies and interests. And the only commonality that I see shared by most of these men is that most of them are not very physically attractive, and they usually seem like they're neurodivergent in one way or another. So I don't think it's actually a thing that the stereotypical nerds or whatever are any more likely than anybody else to end up being perpetual virgins. Because ultimately, what determines whether or not you're able to be successful with women, I think looks is probably the most important thing. There is some amount of luck involved as far as your life situation, your family situation, geographically where you are located, and things like that. But what your hobbies are, your interests, I mean, if a good-looking guy is really into playing World of Warcraft, he's probably still going to do pretty well with women. He'll probably still be at least able to get a girlfriend from time to time, you know? So I think that's something the movie gets wrong. I don't think these stereotypical nerd hobbies is really something that is going to destroy your chances with women. It might not help, you know, it might not help, but it's not like the movie makes it out to be. And another big thing the movie gets wrong, in the movie, it's like, as soon as he starts putting in any amount of effort, he immediately has positive results. And for the most part, he isn't even acting any different than he was before. He literally just puts himself out there, and voila, that's all it takes. He's got women throwing themselves at him left and right just because he put forth, like, the smallest amount of effort. So the implication there is that the only reason he was a 40-year-old virgin to begin with is because he never tried to meet women. And that's just not the reality of the situation at all for most older male virgins. For multiple reasons. For one thing, the vast majority of normal non-virgin men actually never did have to put forth any kind of focused effort in order to have success with women. For most people, it's just something that happens naturally. You know, you meet a girl you like, and she likes you back, and it's simple. You know, that's how it goes for most people, for normal people. Although, yeah, I think nowadays women's standards are higher than they ever have been, so maybe things are a little different now, but generally speaking, I think most men never actually had to try to get laid or to get a girlfriend or whatever it is. It's just something that happens. And the other thing, for a guy that is sufficiently unattractive or neurodivergent or whatever it is that has resulted in him becoming a 40-year-old virgin, all of a sudden just putting in some effort is not going to make any difference. If he's a guy that women will throw themselves at just because he talked to her at the club or he asked her some questions at the bookstore she works at, then he would have already been had women throwing themselves at him regardless. And he wouldn't still be a virgin at the age of 40 because, obviously, he must be pretty damn attractive if that's what's happening when he puts in effort. And I really don't like how works of fiction like this always want to make it out to be like your success in any aspect of life is 100% under your own control, because that is not how real life works. And you know, it makes me wonder, who even wrote this screenplay? Ayn Rand? You can't always just pull yourself up by the bootstraps. If you're a 40-year-old virgin, and it's not by choice, then there's probably a whole lot of reasons for that that are outside your control. Now, obviously, I know I keep saying this, but yes, it is a movie, so I do understand why it's written like that, but it's still kind of frustrating to see it. Okay, and the final thing that I think the movie gets horribly wrong, so at some point he starts dating this woman, then in the climax of the movie, Steve Carell admits to his girlfriend that he's a virgin, and the way she reacts is just completely fantastical. She's just like, oh, that's great. That's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're a virgin. I love you more than ever now. I think we all know being a male virgin at an older age is actually not something that pretty much any woman in the world would actually react positively to. In reality, when he admitted to his girlfriend that he's a virgin, she might have acted like it's all fine and good, but she also would have dumped him before the week was over. And realistically, what's more likely is that she wouldn't have even attempted to be nice about it. She probably would have immediately reacted in a way that shows how disgusted she is at the idea that she's been dating such an epic loser. Because the reality is, if you are 40 years old and you've still never been close enough to a woman to get it in yet, then there probably is something wrong with you, at least in the sense that there is something about you that women find repulsive. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, it doesn't mean that you've done anything wrong, but it does mean that there is probably something about you that women really do not like. So if a woman has not noticed that about you up until the point that you admit to her that you are a virgin, then she's not going to react positively. She's going to be freaked out, and she's going to be panicking like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm scared. What's wrong with him? Is he some kind of freak? Am I in danger? Oh my God. So, yeah, being an older male virgin sucks. It's bad. And not necessarily for the reasons you think. Because, like I say, it's not actually about the lack of sex. it's everything else you're missing that goes along with that. Like actual romantic companionship, being desired, and all that good stuff. That's what it is that I really need, that I'm missing in my life. And that's what it is that causes all the, any amount of suffering you experience in your life as a older male virgin, that's what it is. It's not the sex itself. And I know I criticized the 40-year-old virgin movie on several points, but actually, I really like the movie. I do. And maybe this is just nostalgia talking, but I think it's a really funny movie, and I wish they still made movies like that. Because for some reason, I guess they just, they don't even make comedy movies anymore. I'm not saying that modern comedy movies aren't funny. I'm saying they literally don't even exist. They don't even try to make comedy movies anymore. The closest thing I can think of in the past few years is the Barbie movie, which it did have some funny moments, but even a movie like that is rare these days. And it pales in comparison to something like The 40-Year-Old Virgin or Anchorman or any movies like that. But whatever. It's probably just another sign of our society collapsing right in front of our eyes. It can't even make a fucking funny movie anymore. You know? Whatever.